Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Project Loving Myself, the podcast dedicated to your well-being, self-love, and personal growth. I'm your host, Sanaya, and today we're talking about single shaming and why single people should never shame themselves for being unattached, especially in a world that sometimes seems obsessed with romantic relationships. I know that you might at some point or the other have found yourself single shaming yourself, thinking that there's something wrong with you because you're not in a relationship. But let me tell you right now, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You're single for reasons your mind is holding on to. Good reasons that you may or may not be aware of that keep you single instead of in a relationship. Being single is not a punishment. It's not like you have to do extra work while everyone else gets off easy. No, it's because you're on a unique journey of self-development, and so is everybody else. Let's talk more about this. Now, before we go deeper, I want to tell you one thing. My wish for you in today's episode is for you to shift your perspective from single shaming to accepting your single status with a sense of confidence and ease that you can and will change it if you choose to. Instead of thinking of being single as a punishment or a sign that you are lacking something, I hope you'll realize that your singlehood is just a phase of your life during which you are being groomed, molded, and developed into the person who can have that amazing, fulfilling relationship that you desire. So don't just focus on finding the right person. Focus on becoming the right person. It's about becoming the person you need to be to attract that kind of love into your life. Today, we'll explore why being single is an opportunity for self-growth, how to let go of the shame, and how to thrive on your journey to love. Let's start by unpacking the beauty and the benefits of being single. In a world that often emphasizes the importance of being in a relationship, we must remember that being single is not a curse. It's a magnificent opportunity for personal growth, self-discovery, and self-love. When you're single, you are unburdened by the responsibilities and compromises that can accompany a relationship. This freedom is your canvas to paint your life with experiences, adventures, and self-fulfillment. You can embark on journeys of self-discovery and self-improvement that will shape your future in profound ways to come. Imagine it as a blank page in the book of your life, waiting to be filled with stories of your adventures, your accomplishments, and your personal triumphs. You can travel the world, take up new hobbies, and learn more about who you are at your core. It's time to embrace your authentic self and nurture the passions that set your soul on fire. Being single empowers you to set your own priorities, to follow your own unique path, and to march to the beat of your own drum. How does it get better than that? You're the author of your story, and this chapter is all about self-discovery and personal growth. So it's time to accept your independence, to build emotional resilience, and to cultivate the inner strength that will serve you throughout your life. Now, there's something that needs to be said about the dangers of trading your single life and settling for the wrong person just to avoid the label of single. Many people rush into relationships because they fear loneliness, societal pressures, or a ticking biological clock. But this often leads to compromising your own happiness and settling for less than you truly deserve. But settling can only result in unhappiness, in unfulfillment, and even toxicity in your life. Truth is, being alone is far better than being with the wrong person. True happiness and love come from within and not from someone else completing you, especially when they're not even the right one for you. Remember, you're not single because you're being punished or because you're unworthy of love. Quite the opposite. You're single because you're on a unique journey of self-improvement and self-love, and you're holding out for the kind of love and connection that you truly want. And you're willing to wait for it, even when sometimes that can be so gut-wrenching and hard. Now that we've determined that it isn't that you're unworthy of love, let's explore what it truly means to become worthy of love. If you find it difficult to recognize your value and worth, then you must take the journey of self-discovery so you can finally see yourself as worthy of love. It's not about changing who you are fundamentally. It's about becoming the best version of yourself and aligning with the kind of love you seek and deserve. Becoming worthy of love means developing qualities like understanding, compassion, and emotional intelligence. It's about acquiring the skills to handle life's challenges and conflicts with grace and empathy. Think of your journey as a continuous process of refinement, much like a sculptor carefully chiseling away excess stone to reveal the masterpiece within. And you remain consistently committed to self-awareness, to nurturing your emotional well-being, and dedicating yourself to personal growth. Remember, you attract what you are, so focus on becoming the person who naturally draws in the love and connection that you desire.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now let's discuss how to thrive in the single phase. Embrace this time for self-development, exploration, and growth. It's an opportunity to create a life that you love. Focus on your passions and interests. Pursue your goals and dreams wholeheartedly. Invest in your personal and professional development, nurturing the skills and talents that make you who you have the potential to be. Build a strong support network of friends and loved ones who uplift and inspire you. Remember that meaningful relationships aren't limited to romantic ones. Find your single tribe and spend your time with other goddesses who motivate you and encourage you on your self-love journey. Spend time with your girlfriends and besties doing things that you won't always have time for when you are part of a couple. Now, as we draw this episode to a close, I want to encourage you to embrace your single journey. Know that you are not alone in seeking something deeper. You're part of a vibrant community of individuals who, like you, understand the immense value of self-development and personal growth. Shift your perspective from seeing singlehood as a punishment to understanding that it's a path of preparation. You're being carefully molded into the person who can create and sustain the kind of love and connection you've always yearned for in your ideal life partner. And when that love does come into your life, you can rest assured that it will be a love founded on authenticity, self-worth, and shared growth. You will have transformed into a person who can genuinely cherish and nurture that love because you've embarked on a journey of becoming your best self. Now, there's one more thing that I want to add before we end, and that is the reason why you might be single. There are many good reasons why your subconscious mind is stopping you from being in a relationship. While it is essential to recognize that your journey toward love and connection is unique, there might be some subconscious factors at play. For instance, you might have been hurt in past relationships and need time to recover and heal. Emotional wounds from the past can hold you back from fully embracing a new relationship. Another reason could be that you didn't witness loving, healthy relationships during your childhood. This can instill a fear of relationships, even though you genuinely want to be in one. Your subconscious mind might be trying to protect you from potential pain, betrayal, and disappointment, which is how you view love and relationships based on your past experiences, especially those from childhood. It is also possible that you look at the world around you and you feel discouraged by the lack of ideal relationships among those close to you. Most relationships are far from perfect. So if you're still single, it might also be that you don't want to end up in a relationship that doesn't meet your standards. Your subconscious mind is safeguarding your heart and well-being. And while these might feel like valid and important reasons to be cautious about finding love, they are also based on your negative experiences and fears of repeating other people's mistakes in your own life. Thing is, you don't have to have that kind of relationship if you don't want to. You have the power to change your subconscious patterns. You can trade your flawed notions about love for a new relationship vision that will attract the right kind of love to you. Because what you believe is what you will attract, the kind of love that lasts and brings waves of joy and happiness into your life is available to you if you believe in it. You can attract a partner who will love you, respect you, and treat you like the most important thing in the world to them. It is possible, and I know this because I got there. And you deserve it too, which is why I'm here doing what I do. So if you are ready to find the kind of love you seek, I work with single women who are looking for love to stop chasing after love and start attracting it instead so they can finally go from single to in a relationship for life. If this strikes a chord with you, then check out the link in the episode description to book a Manifest Love discovery call with me and find out more about how I can help you get there, like the many women I've helped before you. This call is absolutely free. And even if you just take away one piece of wisdom that'll help you make better choices, then that would make me really happy. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Project Loving Myself. I hope you gained valuable insights into why you should say no to single shaming and how to thrive in your journey to love. Remember, you are already whole, worthy, and on a remarkable path of self-discovery and personal growth. And we're in it together. And by the way, I'm not the only one who sees your single status as an opportunity. Author of The Single Woman, Mandy Hale says, "Single is an opportunity to live life on your own terms and not apologize for something that others might perceive as a flaw." Now, if you got something from this episode, please subscribe, leave me a review, and share it with your single friends who need this reminder too. Until next time, celebrate who you are, keep loving yourself, keep growing, and keep thriving like the queen that you are. You are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by PodMachine.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.